Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to the Heart Catholic Podcast. My name is Emma and I'm here for a chat with Rosie.
Hi everybody.
Now today we are talking about a topic that I love and I also believe it is the heart of our ministry.
Yep.
And that is encouragement.
Definitely.
Yep. We've always had a desire in our ministry to encourage women in their faith and in their life and how they live that faith out in their life. So today we're excited to be chatting to you about encouragement. And encouragement for me has always been something I've enjoyed doing ever since I was a young girl. I remember going to different youth camps when I was a kid and going into the kitchen where people were getting ready for lunch and dinner and preparing. And because I really dislike cooking, I always used to say when they'd ask me to help, I'd be like, oh, no, I'm the chief encourager. And I would just go around and tell someone that they were chopping that food really well.
You're
or they
hilarious,
were grating that
Em.
Cheese. But encouragement, I've always enjoyed encouraging people. Like, it does something for them. But to be honest, it also does something for me when you see someone like being
smile,
lifted up
laugh.
By words. Yeah, yeah. That's right. So there's real value of encouraging other people. And you shared this week in our video about how encouragement for others, it's about encouraging people about what they need to do by giving them a word of encouragement, encouraging them about what they need to say and maybe how they need to serve and in encouraging them and who they are. Like when we encourage people, it does a variety of things for people.
Yeah, well, the word means put courage within someone.
Mm.
And where do you need courage? You don't always need courage just to face a battle. Mm. We definitely need it for then.
Mm.
You know, face the stress or the worry or the strain of life. But you need courage just to go out and be yourself sometimes.
Yeah, I was thinking to become who you've been called to be by someone encouraging you that can
yes.
cause you to go, I'm on the right track sometimes.
Yes,
yeah.
You need courage to be persistent.
Mm.
I think of a race
and
my dad especially encouraged us to always do sport. So we were doing athletics and there I am running the race and feeling a bit like, oh, I'm getting tired. Oh, you know, my legs are getting weary. And I look up and there's my family, my mum and dad especially, on the sideline going, come on, you can go, it's not far. And it just spurred me on. It gave me the courage to persist and push through.
Mm.
And I did better than I could have done by myself.
Mm.
And that's what it is. It's you're going to do better with someone encouraging you than often doing it by yourself.
Yeah, I like that. You shared with us that God has designed us to encourage. We have been designed to nourish people.
Well, I often even reflect upon how when women were made, we were told we were a helpmate.
Mm.
We helped people. It doesn't have to be a male because that's to say in the storyline, but we are helpers.
Mm.
And part of the helpers is sometimes I can't replace you and do it for you, but I can go, you can do this.
Mm.
We can put encouragement towards a person, towards the skills that I know that you have, towards the abilities that I know they have, towards you as a person that I know God wants you to be, even if you're not fully there yet. And so we do have this nurturing, nourishing, encouraging spirit.
I often think about, we always talk about often a women's intuition. Like just this sense that we have sometimes of how someone's going or, you know, they don't seem a bit right today. You know, we can sense these things. And you were sharing in the video how maybe you get a whisper in your ear of someone you should encourage. And I really believe, and I've been trying to step into it more, that intuition, as some of us would call it, is actually the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Just speaking, you know, when a thought comes to your mind of someone – And you haven't even been thinking of them necessarily, and all of a sudden that person comes to your mind.
Maybe they need a phone call.
Yeah,
they
need a prayer. Holy Spirit, so I might just send them a message or give them a call. But knowing that, that God's designed me, though, to encourage people, and those thoughts are not just only my thoughts.
Like Jesus said, I have come to bring you life and life to the full. An encouraging word, an encouraging prayer, an encouraging attitude, an encouraging act all brings life to people.
Mm.
So we are actually then Jesus to others, even if they don't know him, even if they're not Christians.
Mm.
When we encourage humanity to be the best that they can be and help the way God created them to be, we are bringing life to them and to situations. So we're actually bringing Jesus.
Mm. You shared in Proverbs in chapter 12, verse 25, how anxiety weighs us down, but a word of encouragement cheers us up. And like, to me, I think about that in my own life. When someone gives me encouragement, I do feel a bit, oh, you know, you kind of feel, even physically, you feel like you've lifted, like you put your shoulders back, maybe sit up a bit taller, like, oh, that's really nice. And so almost scripture to me there is just stating what I already know, that encouragement really does cheer me up, build me up. We know what it's like when you're worried, you feel down, you almost feel heavy in yourself.
Yes, yes.
But to encourage someone can change their demeanor, change the way you think about someone. But then I think you took it a bit further, because you shared about how we can be encouraged in God's word. So we can encourage others by our words, but then we can be encouraged ourselves through God's word. So the importance of knowing God's word more, so that we can be encouraged by in our life.
Yes,
in our lives.
Because what if you're a great encourager, but where you are or where you live or the family you're in, nobody encourages you? So what? Yes, you can encourage yourself up to a point, but we're all only human. But when we see the life and the truth and the love in God's scripture, in God's word, that just... That's eternal word, eternal life, eternal encouragement from him. We can get no better.
And then if we take that even further, as we get to know him, he then calls us
to encourage
others.
Yep.
And so often I think, I know for myself, I can think, God, I don't know what you want me to do with my life. I don't know where you've called me. You know, sometimes in life you can have those times of confusion. But this is something that we are called to, and it doesn't have to be, you know, I'm calling you to a specific job, but this is the person I'm calling you to be. And one of the things I call you to be is to be an encourager to others, to build others up.
Yep. Yep. Well, love God and love your neighbor. You can love your neighbor in many ways, but one important way is to encourage them. Because, you know, so many of us have life tough, and life will be tough because we live in the earth, we live on this world. So therefore, there is a huge place for this encouragement.
I really think encouragement tells someone that they're noticed.
They're important. They're needed.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like it's a respect. I've seen you.
Yes.
And therefore, I love you.
Yes. You're worthy.
So, yeah.
You're worth it.
And sometimes I'm not sure I've always thought of encouragement like that, but for when I've received encouragement, you go, oh, they noticed. You know, it really does do so much more than just some kind words. It really can tell someone something about who they are and therefore who God's made them to be, someone of value.
Yes, definitely. It really struck me actually only a few weeks ago, where there was this young boy that this man saw. The man was in a car park, and he'd come out of a shop, and his car had been parked. So he parked his car, and it was opposite a railway station. And he looked over, and he saw this young boy jump onto the railway tracks. And he just felt, whoa, what's going on here? So he called out to him and said, get off the tracks, you're going to hurt yourself. But the young boy didn't move. And then he felt like this boy's feeling low. So maybe for some reason he's wanting, you know, to get out of life, and so he's waiting for the next train to come across the tracks. And he really felt like, whoa, I can't walk away from this. So, and there were, between the tracks were two like metal fences, see-through fences, but you know, the
grate type ones.
Yeah. And he called out and he said, hey, come over here. I want to talk to you. Come, you know, and kept encouraging him. And the young boy, he was a teenager, came off the tracks, climbed over the two fences. And as he dropped down on the last fence, and don't know why, but maybe this man was with someone because they've videoed it. And or another passerby saw as they came out the shop, saw this happening. And as the boy dropped over the fence, this man grabbed him, but not in a ridiculous way, but grabbed and hugged him and said, you know, you are worthy, you are, and just, we don't quite know the words because it was all like whispered into his ear. And then this young teenager broke down sobbing. I thought, oh my goodness, what encouragement at a point where that teenager needed to know he was worth something, that the stress and strain of life, it's still there, but there's others who can help you. And it, the rest was just written in a thing that then this man still goes to see him. They got him counselling and help and other stuff. And I don't know the whole situation, but I just went, whoa, if that man had ignored what he'd seen and just hopped in his car and driven away, where would that young man be today?
Encouragement shows you paying attention. That
you care.
You care.
He didn't even know the teenager. But he thought, there's danger here, there's something wrong, this person needs help.
I often think about the people in my life who I come across, like even at Mass when I go, I try to encourage everyone in terms of my conversation. And encouragement, I also think, is even just asking them how your week's been, but coming back with, so how did that go? Like really paying an interest.
Yes, from the previous weeks they might have shared with you.
Of what's gone on, because I know for some people who I chat to, they don't have that in their life. So just
they have no one.
Yeah.
No one.
And so really encouragement builds that relationship. So
or they might have people in their life but no one who encourages them. Or they need extra encouragement. We all do.
Yeah.
We all do. I sometimes, you know, ring up people in my family to share about something that I'm struggling with, and I'm actually ringing up to say, can you please encourage me? I am.
That's true. Yeah. I think particularly little children can do that a lot, like come to you for encouragement. And you've obviously just shared that you do that, but sometimes I'm not sure a lot of us do.
No.
But we do need encouragement.
No matter what age. I don't care if you're 80 and you go to a, you know, 55-year-old or vice versa or whatever. Yeah, we all need it.
So imagine if, because God's called us to be encouragers to others, imagine if we all took that on, then hopefully we would have people in our lives, other women in our lives, who would be doing that, because the onus is on me to do it for you.
Yes.
And the onus is on you to do it for me.
Yes.
Imagine what our lives would be like if we had more and more of that. So that's the weekly challenge for this week, is to look for opportunities to encourage others. And you can be excited to know that you are called to do this.
Yep.
We are called. God has graced you with the words. He will give you the words, and you can just ask him, God, would you help me to encourage someone today? Would you show me?
It can be a simple thing when you're going through the checkout to say with a smile, you know, oh, thank you for serving me today. You do a great job. You know, something like that. Just very simple.
Yeah, that's it. So we hope that you're able to do that this week. Look for opportunities to encourage others. We pray that you have a blessed week, and we look forward to chatting with you all next week. Bye.
Bye.